And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. The reel guru himself, Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Built Reels. We are going to have such a great time talking fishing, talking reels, tricked out tackle, and a whole lot more. There's some biting bluefin, and Eric's been on them. We got a lot to talk about. It's going to be a great show today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup with the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hookup! All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, having the man in the house.
Yeah, no doubt. This is going to be fun. Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Built Reels. Eric, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're stoked. Yeah, great. And we're certainly stoked to have you. And, man, I can't imagine how busy you and your dad, Cal, must be right now. This is like the perfect scenario and has been the last couple of reels for you guys at Cal's, because – we are catching bigger and bigger and bigger fish, and you guys are the gurus at tricking out reels for catching big fish. I mean, this is, it's just built for what you guys do, and I'm sure things are just cranking at the shop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's coming in from all different angles, all over the place, people.
So, I'm sure, and, you know, like, I love the story of Cal's and, you know, what you guys did and what put things on the map with your dad and, you know, machining reels that needed to be fixed. And then we went through this change where reels from the factory all of a sudden didn't need to be fixed, but they sure needed to be tricked out. And I love hearing the stories of you guys saying, like, well, we're busier now that we've, you know, Cal's was the two-speed shop. It's where you went to make your reel a two-speed, and now you're busier than you've ever been not doing that.
Right.
I mean, so cool.
So last year was our busiest year ever.
Crazy.
And this year, coming about, oh, let's say 30 days, it's better than last year.
No kidding.
So it's just crazy.
Now, the drawback is I'm having to tell people we are just drastically behind. But usually people are pretty patient on it, and sometimes people just don't know. They were like, hey, I'm going out next week. Can I get my reel?
And you're like, no.
So,
well, and just the level that you guys are, you know, you people will just assume this, you know, this major shop. I mean, you guys kick out the best reels, period. Like, you can trick out anything. And I know that, you know, you're working in this, you know, multi-hundred thousand square foot shop, and, you know, you have a fleet of employees, you know, working on everything, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, the applications just keep coming in, and it's crazy. No, it's just me and my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think we're ever going to hire anybody, but we'll see. I mean, it, you know, you never know. So
the thing is, there's just you two know fishing reels so well, and you can take any reel and make it a little better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, it, you know, now the, I wouldn't say any reel, but yeah, if we had the time, we could probably be able to go through some of the, star drag reels and stuff like that. But we just work just on lever drags. Mm-hmm. So,
and, you know, it's, there's so many things that you guys do that I'm so excited, and I love having an opportunity to talk because I love it. I love everything that Cal's does, and you can make people's reels perform better for themselves. And I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, somebody goes out and buys a new Talica, somebody goes out and buys a Fathom, the Speedmaster, whatever it might be, and they love it. I love this reel. There's just this thing that people, you know, because out of the box they like the way they fish it, but they don't even realize that you could make it better for them. Like, that reel out of the box fishes a baseline just great. But not every person is the same. Some people like more drag or less drag or better free spool or this or that. And you can tune a reel to the way that people like to fish.
For sure. I mean, the key is getting a great reel to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the, yeah, I'd say your top five or six brands that of reels, they're making good reels, and you know, I've said it before, competition is great.
Yeah.
You know, if you have Penn making a great reel, then Shimano wants to make one a little bit better, then Okuma and Accurate and Avid, all those different companies are wanting to not just catch up to the other guy, but make a better reel.
Totally.
So that works better for us because over the years, just the reels have gotten so much better as a base point.
But yeah,
as
I wonder,
a base point to start.
I'm curious at how much those companies were looking at what you and your dad were doing. You know,
so, like, I mean, there's a lot of that.
Hand in hand, right? I mean, in a good way.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I remember years and years ago, this is going way back, we were making a 12T two-speed, and that was the Wahoo, like, great reel and everything.
The trick reel.
Penn did not make a two-speed in a 12T. So we were like, oh, hey, they're going to come out with a two-speed. And all of a sudden we got a call one day, and it was from the owner of Penn. And he goes, no, that's your thing. You guys came out with it. I'm going to let you guys keep doing it. But by the way, I want to get a couple reels tricked out for myself.
So those
came in, and that's one of the cool things. But, you know, and so we've been working with all these manufacturers for years, whether it's just consulting and stuff like that for some of the companies, or just the phone calls we get every single day, like, hey, I called up Okuma, and I had a problem with the reel and this and that, and they gave me your number just to, you know, to take the problem off their hands.
How
and,
cool
and
is
hopefully
that?
Keep yeah. the customer happy. And, you know, we've never put, you know, a sticker on the side or big markings. We want it to look just like that factory's reel.
Yeah. And the thing that I love so much is you guys can often fix things. Like, I mean, we call all the time. Like, I run things by Eric and Cal all the time. And you know, Southern California, like, we want things different than, you know, we're such a niche market, and we want so much out of reels that they were probably never really meant to do. And a big thing is, you know, we love catching big fish on small reels, and with big fish often means heavy line, and heavy line means heavy amounts of drag pressure. And so, you know, a lot of these reels are very capable of making high amounts of drag pressure because they got big drags. But then we also want that same reel to be able to cast a sardine that weighs an ounce and then have a little teeny bait fish swim line off the reel. And so we're just, you know, our little niche market is asking for things out of those reels that they were never designed to do. And then you can take that reel and tweak it to achieve those things.
Well, that's what makes it exciting for us. I mean, if we were literally just the whole time of our company to take a Tiagra 80 wide and get enough for 80-pound test, it's not very exciting. We can do it and everything else is fine, but, you know, over the years there's been such a cycle of, you know, big reels and then going incredibly, oh, that's too small, and then working back and forth, or hey, we went small, but then I didn't get the drag out of it. And over the years, you know, these companies have come out with more drag on their reels, which has given us more potential to get a little bit more out of it. And then, you know, all of a sudden, hey, I got ripped off and I lost all my line, you know, spooled. And so then they go with a little bit bigger reel. And it's been a pattern over all these years, just back and forth with, you know, small reels and big and getting bigger. So
what keeps you the busiest today? Like, what is the thing that you guys are doing the most for guys with this great bluefin fishing that we've been seeing? And, you know, at least in our local arena, what is it that keeps you the busiest at Cal's?
Blueprinting, special gears, different handles. We get some guys that go, hey, all my reels work fine. I'm fine with all of them stock, but guess what? I like this oval-shaped rubber knob. That's what I like on all my reels. Can you change that out? Or you know, hey, there's so many different things. Everything is completely different than you have young guys that wouldn't need necessarily any special gears. Then you have guys that are my dad's age. You know, getting up there as far as I think my dad is 81 now, and so those special gears, the lower gear.
You can make it even lower.
You make it even lower.
Wow.
So, and you're not getting as much line back, but if you're still turning the handle, everything is working in a positive way. You just don't have a stalemate when you're on the fish, and
it's
I just can't get
inch.
It. And it's, yeah, it's inch by inch, right, exactly.
So a lower gear makes it easier to turn the handle under a load.
Correct.
When
yeah.
you're, you know, like you say, you're. You're a little tired. You don't have quite the same gas in the tank that you did in your 20s, and you're pulling on a big fish. You might not be gaining them as fast, but you're gaining. And gaining versus not being able to turn the handle is everything. Inch by inch, every inch adds to a foot. Every foot is a yard, and you turn the handle a few more times, and the fish is at color, and it's a lot easier on the angler.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there was a discussion we had earlier this week. There was something coming out in one of the magazines about fishing Alejos. And I pointed out that there was a picture on the wall. My dad caught a 256 at Alejos.
Wow.
Back in the early 80s, 63-degree water, single-speed 50 wides where you're not dealing. You didn't have braid. You didn't have the capacity. You didn't have the drag pressure. You didn't have a two-speed. So all of those fights were 2.5 hours type of thing. Well, once you were able to have a two-speed, that 2.5 hours, for the most part, went down to, let's say, an hour. And then when you had, let's say, a longer handle, that gave you a little bit more added, you know, added advantage. And so, you know, those are kind of the little things over the years. And tackle got better, hooks got better. All that other stuff has just got, you know, incredibly
fine-tuned.
Gotten better, yeah.
Yeah.
One thing we hear you talk about a lot is blueprinting and blueprinting a reel. And that's like the main service that you do often, at least that when you know, when Fisherman's Landing, when we send a reel up to you, the main thing we're often achieving or getting done is having a reel blueprinted. And we hear you know, that term thrown around a lot. Can you explain kind of what that is and what that means, what that service is like at Cal's?
For sure. There, you know, when we go ahead and blueprint a reel, we're going through and we're taking a reel that has, let's just say, 100 parts in it that are all mass produced. You may have high spots here and there. For example, on the drag plate.
Let's talk about Italica. That's a reel that I think super popular. Most everybody has Italica in their bag. I'll bet most everybody thinks this reel's killer, you know, and what more could be done? And now the Italica, I fished it for a season. It's maybe it's time for a service anyways, and I'm sending it up to Eric.
Right. So we'll go through and we'll machine the drag plates. And so everything is running really true. There's no high spots on that. And then after that, we're machining the cams and everything, and then just going through and making sure that all the spacing is correct so the little free spool the best it can. And, you know, over the years, we would try, if you had a bad bearing or something, or it was just kind of questionable, we would be like, oh, well, we put a little oil in it and try to get it going. But it's been easier over these years, to change out that bearing, just put a new bearing in it, and then just put a drop or two of oil and spin it up real good. And so you're not worried about, like, the reel's going to come back. It's just, this one's a noisy bearing or anything else like that. So we'll change out some of that. And that's what we've been doing.
When you say you machine the drag plate, go into that a little bit more. So, you know, you said there's high spots in it. We're talking, this is a piece of metal that looks flat and to the naked eye is flat, but under a microscope, it's not flat.
Sure. And you want to use the full diameter of that drag plate. So let's say we maybe put a little bit of a taper in it, you know, so your outside's the edge that's hitting first. So, you know, you could take it back old school if you were looking like a record or a CD or something else like that. Well, if you're using the center part of the material, and that's what's going up and hitting up there, you're only at, you know, X amount of diameter. But if you can use the outer edge of the plate
equally, yeah.
Yes, you're able to achieve more pressure because it's a bigger diameter of that.
And more surface area.
And
touching.
So you could get the drag that you wanted at an easier adjustment on your reel. You're not having to turn your preset up that far. I mean, super far. And then guys are going, well, wait a minute. I turned it up so far. Now my handle's turning tight, all that other stuff. So it's literally like a puzzle. Every little thing, one added onto the other. And that's generally what...
And not every reel's the same, I'm sure.
Oh, no. They're completely different. Where you get... some of them are just a stamped plate. Some of the factories try to machine them themselves, and it works good. It works totally fine. But we just try to take it to the next level.
I love it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
I just think
right.
That's so cool.
Another discussion we're having is, so it's literally like taking a Ford Mustang. Okay. And then you have on the other end, you have Roush. You can have Celine, those different little things you can do at Shelby, all those different ones, and you can take it to the next level. And we're still talking about
a reel that we love.
Right, right. And it's not for everybody.
Yep.
I mean, every day I talk to people, well, wait a minute, what can you do to this reel? It works perfect out of the box. And I said, well, that's fine, but let me explain what we do. And it, you know, and give them the prices, and if that's something you want to do, that's fine. If you just wanted it stock and, let's say, a different handle or whatever, we could do that too.
Yeah, I love it. And I always think that's one of the marks of a business that I have so much respect from is, you know, we have sent a ton of reels to you and your dad over the years, and you often, like, will almost talk somebody out of something. You know, if they're... You know, you fix reels for a person, and you're often thinking, well, if you like it the way that it is, don't change it. You don't need to change it. Like, you're just so not big on selling every little piece and part of it. If it makes sense for a guy, absolutely you'll do it. And I just love that you're not, you know, you never pressure a guy into doing every one little thing. Like, you take everybody's individual scenario and you build the perfect reel for that. And that might mean as trick as it gets, or it might mean a handle or a service or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys just do it awesome. And... You do general maintenance also. I mean, we do. At the end of the season, when it's over, a guy's got his reels and he did his last trip for the year, and you can ship the bag up to Cal's Custom Built Reels, and you can, you know, blueprint everything and service and just get it ready for the next year.
Yeah, and we do have some guys that go, well, hey, my local guy's going to service them for a couple of years, and let's say every 5 or 6 years or so, well, I'll just go ahead and send it back and have you do your thing. But in the meantime, I'll just have my guy just service them, and that works fine, too, for us. That's,
or every other year, too, right?
Right,
I mean, why not?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, send it to the guru, man.
No doubt about it. The one other thing that I still want to touch on is we're knife jigging so much right now.
I was going to go there, yeah.
And, you know, the ability for that lure to fall straight and fast and uninhibited is such a big deal. And to then have torque and power is such a big deal. And, like, a reel that free spools and allows that lure to fall, you know, better than the guy next to you can mean the difference between getting a bite or not. And then the leverage that the reel makes maybe with an aftermarket handle on your end does make a difference. And this type of fishing right now is so tailor-made to what you guys do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And to anybody that's done that kind of fishing, it's work.
Yeah.
It is work. If your shoulder and arm and everything else like that aren't barking at you, like, okay, that's enough. And then I'm like, okay, one more, drop another one down, right? And usually that's when you're going to get bit and stuff. But, yeah, that's – and now we're seeing a tremendous amount of water inside of the reels from the knife jig.
Really? From the Spectra pickup?
Yeah, from the crazy amount that the water's picking up coming off of the braid as opposed to years past. If you go way back when it was the mono and it would just, the water would just fall right off of that or slide down the line.
So, I never thought about
that.
And this is every manufacturer, and no matter whether it's a crappy bearing or the best bearing you could buy, we're seeing a lot of water inside of these reels. So I'm telling people, anytime you use those reels, for that situation, you need to service those ones more often and by either your local guy or us or whoever.
And when you're talking 30, 40 fathom and that even that much more water pickup and build up, oh, my gosh.
And drop after drop, and, you know, it's often, you know, this is associated with relatively short top shots, so it's just, it's all spectra. That's a great call.
Yeah, so much to learn from
this
guy,
man, dude,
right?
No doubt.
And we've got the next 2 hours to learn a lot more, and if you want to join us, give us a call. One open line right now. It's all yours at 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. You got a question, a comment. Maybe you fished with Eric on the last Liberty trip and you want to send us a message.
We'll keep it a war champ.
Right, exactly. I know. Good luck to the whole deal right there. But you can text us via the app, only through the app. Make sure you leave your name or contact info there, your name and telephone number. Again, you can call us at 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're giving away a really cool certificate here. Eric's brought in a really neat thing. It's good for one blueprinting job of a Talica, a Torque, or a Fathom. It's $125 max value.
Woo!
I know, right?
That's rad.
Fishing reel repair and services by Cal, and that's it's all yours. Going to a caller or a texter when we come back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Years ago, there was a place called a service station. Friendly people that care. Well, that attitude is alive and well at Summit Gasoline in the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burrito sandwiches and salads along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Low prices are not just at the pump. How many gas stations do you know that sell fishing license 24 hours a day or sell gourmet coffee for 99 cents or a complete sandwich meal including fountain drink for $6.95? Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And it's so cool having Eric Sheets in here. I don't know if you caught the last show, but the three generations you were talking about fishing.
Good.
Three Sheets to the Wind. I'm calling the new team, man.
Right?
I like it.
But anyway, super cool having you in studio. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app. We're giving away, Eric brought in a really cool gift certificate. Good for one blue printing job of a Talica Torque or a Fathom. It's $125 max value. Going to a lucky caller or texter. So if you are texting, make sure you leave your name and telephone contact info there.
There has been an influx of guys doing this jigging, bluefin, speed jigging, night jigging, all that kind of stuff. If I'm really wanting to get into that and I'm wanting to, you know, use a reel that I already own but kind of have it tricked out for that style of fishing, Eric, what are some of the modifications that you guys would discuss? You know, I got a Fathom 40, I got a Talica 12, and I think this is the reel I want to use, but I'm not really sure the things that I should do if I want to make that my dedicated jigging reel. What are some of the things that you would suggest into making that thing most right?
Right. I mean, usually my first thing would be to have the guy give us a call so we can go over, because I always ask a ton of questions of, you know, where are you fishing, all that other stuff. But depending on which generation of the Fathoms you have, there's different gears. You may want what we're seeing is sometimes a lower high speed. We're seeing that with some of the guys.
Like the high speed might be too high.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. For some of that stuff, we're seeing on the new Fathom 60, we've had several of our guys that are doing that, and they lower it down from the, I think it's 5-1 down to 4-1 because they were getting 50 inches of line originally with it. So they're, you know, that's some of the stuff that we could modify it a little mm-hmm. bit better. Meanwhile, some of the guys are going, nope, I just want it, make it as fast as you can go. And we can do that kind of stuff, too.
Meaning free spool wise?
Meaning is gearing wise.
Oh, fast so, as I can go. Gotcha. Yeah, fast yeah, in terms of line retrieval.
Yeah, as far as line retrieval.
Okay.
I mean, we did two Fathom 60s for a guy, and he kicked it up from the 5-1 to the 7-1 we make.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So instead of getting 50 inches of line, he was getting 70 inches of line.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, I don't know that he's, unless he's, you know, young and strong and stuff, whether he's going to be able to turn the handle. And I thought, well, you know, you can do it, though, on Wahoo. And then I called up and talked to the guy. I'm like, hey, you may want to put a longer handle on it, you know, for this Wahoo fishing. He goes, oh, no, this is for tuna, for dropping down on jigs. And I'm like, okay, you know you're not going to be able to turn
yeah.
the handle. He goes, no, I got this cover. I'm good. I can do this. And so we did it for him. I haven't heard back from him
okay.
since we did it. But, yeah, that's a lot of line.
So you said all that and with a higher high gearing.
Right.
With a bigger handle, I mean, already it's coming to my mind, well, you're creating more torque from the outside with a longer handle, too. So
Yeah, it definitely does that.
Am I right in that?
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's just a different knob that they want type of thing. Mm-hmm. So
easier to grip or
yeah, there's
whatever
it's
it is.
It's literally like of our pickup trucks out here that, you know, everybody has something that's a little bit different. You customize
yeah.
everything. It seems like that
for,
way.
For the reason of the company name, Cal's Custom Built Reels.
Right.
Build
yeah.
it the way you want it.
That's it, man. Well, the phone
yeah.
lines are packed and the texts are too. We're going to start off this morning with a great text from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, hey, what a great show so far. I have a one-year-old Talica 12 that I've used about 8 times. It still cranks super smooth and it casts great. What are the signs that I should be looking for that are going to let me know that it's time to be serviced? Also, does Cal's do any star drag? Kind of mentioned that a little bit. My old but very faithful Calico killer is a Corrado 300. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, we don't work on any of the star drag reels. There's a lot of great companies out there that work on those reels. We're just looking to try to take the reel to the next level. So a lot of the regular, you know, clean and lube type of stuff on those reels, we just leave it to some of the other guys out there in the industry to do that. As far as and what was his other question on that? I'm sorry.
He's got a Talica 12
that's
still
12.
Pretty
yeah,
darn
yeah.
new, loves yeah. it, but wants to know what are the telltale signs that it's time to get in and get serviced.
So maybe it just doesn't free spool quite as good as it did before. Or your drag seems to be a little lumpy when it's in it. Or we've had times where the handle starts turning and it feels like there's almost something in the gear. And generally that's that right side bearing inside the reel that you're turning it and it's starting to go out on you. I mean, this time of year we are crazy, crazy busy. So if you if you're still going out fishing this summer, I would just suggest just fish it. But after that, like, as you know, as the fall starts to come here, and you know, after Labor Day type of thing, we should be getting much more caught up. And
it's an easier time, really. To, I mean, is that kind of the
it is
the
but
insider
I mean,
time?
To, yeah, but I mean, is I mean, right around Halloween's a really good time. You know, mm-hmm. that part of October. Because about half the people down here just stop fishing. Meanwhile, the diehards, they're fishing until they're getting blown off the water and too cold and everything else like that. And, you know, these last couple of years, I mean, you guys know, you guys are here and you got talk to everybody every week. And fishing is, I won't say year-round, but it's darn close,
you're,
right?
You're approaching it, isn't it?
I mean, they're at least going to try.
Yeah,
at least we
yeah.
have the ability to try, right?
Now, you talked about it, the spectra and seeing so much water in reels. Bearings are bearings, and they are not impervious to salt water. And salt water gets inside of every single fishing reel, no matter what. You know, and there's no reel that's waterproof. If there's a gap between the spool and the side plate, and all that water coming off of the spray of the cast and the line when you're stacking it, water is going to get into everything, and salt water is going to get to everything. So no matter how high end the reel, a bearing can freeze up on anything, and it can be. It could be early in the game or it could be late in the game. You know, a lot of it has to do with where that salt water gets in and how it sits and how well you were able to get it cleaned up after the fact and all those things.
Sure. I mean, so what I've been kind of telling guys is this. So, for example, we're Saturday here, and about 10 days ago I was out fishing. When I got back, I cleaned the reels. But now it's seeing as it's been 10 days. It may be time to go back and just sit there and turn the handle.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the handle, turn the spool, shift it back and forth, and make sure that things aren't freezing up on you. Because if you got any water inside of them, it's going to eventually, or it could eventually, you know, hinder the reel to work optimally.
How does Eric clean his reels? You came back from fishing on the Liberty on the right. Tuna Wars trip a couple weeks ago, caught a big fish, you guys won the whole deal. What do you do after that? You came home, got off the boat. What's next?
I'm pretty simple as far as my cleaning and stuff like that. When I get back, I'll definitely wipe them down, spray something on a rag that can clean it, and then just clean off the reel. I don't break it down or anything else like that. I will take it and in the sink, just turn on the warm water, and just kind of run the water over the line and just try to get a little bit of that off and then take it outside, put it into gear, and turn the handle. Try to get rid of as much of that water as I can and then just wipe them down. And you're generally good just doing that to begin with. But, I mean, as your fresh water is great, but too much of anything is really bad. Obviously, you don't want to dunk them in a bucket of water or anything else like that.
There's one thing that sticks in my head, akin. Ken from Ken's Custom Reels.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that when I was answering, yeah.
So he, what does he say, Rick? It's, if it moves, move it.
Right.
Set it where you're going to be every day.
Yeah.
And at least once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Turn the handle, turn this, turn that. What if it moves, move it.
Yeah,
move
and,
it.
And fresh water is your friend, too, on that kind of stuff is what I've heard, you know, Ken talk about before, too.
Right.
And so you're a sink guy, not necessarily a garden hose, not a high pressure hose, not a spray bottle. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those. I just, you know, we trust the opinion of the gurus, and
dude,
I'm just curious how you do yours.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that could be a show in itself. I could talk about all the no-nos that have happened to reels and everything else like that. But yeah, low pressure on that kind of stuff for sure.
Yeah, you're not trying to blast. It doesn't take a fire hose to blast the salt off of the reel. Just let it fall. Let the water fall onto the reel. You're just trying to get the salt off of the exterior.
Yep.
You can't put the hose inside the reel. That's not going to happen. You got to rely on the grease and the things like that you know that Cal and Eric put on your reel on the inside. And you just want to stop that little salt from getting on the bearing, getting established, starting corrosion. You're just trying to keep that from happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Sean? Sean Cullen from Lomita. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll never forget, I got a pair of Tiagra 50s that had been cal-sheeted, and I just love that term. You guys revolutionized customizing reels. I'm not even sure what they had done to the reel, but it was cal-sheeted,
we hear that a
and that
lot,
sounded
right?
really good to me. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably...
Anyway, my question... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John.
Anyway, my question for you is, What type of revolutionary method of, was it adding gears or the increasing the drag plates with blueprinting? What was the big step that your family has done that actually made changes towards the real industry?
For sure, it was when Penn came out with their two-speed in 1987. My mom had actually had an order from my dad to have one of those from Arts Tackle. He was on the waiting list, and he got it right before a trip, and he went out and he was like, for lack of a better term, holy crap, like this has really changed like what I'm going to do. He's like, okay, between my grandfather, my dad, and myself, we had 15 internationals. And he goes, I could already see it going to happen. Like when all three of us go on a trip, we're all going to fish just one reel. And he's like, what do I do? Like, do I either just sell all my reels and get all two speeds, but they only made them like in the one size and one or two sizes. And he's like, he sat several, weekends and just, you know, when he was sitting by himself, he basically destroyed that reel. He took it apart, cut this part, cut that part, and tried to figure out. He's like, well, I could just buy that new replacement part and put it in. Well, he figured out a way to two-speed the reels. So, yeah, my dad put a little ad in the Western Outdoor News, a little two-line ad that said, convert your 50 and 50 wides to two-speed, call Cal. So that was coming, I think the papers come out Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever it was, or Thursday, and that Saturday, he said he had something like 37 phone calls, like, what is this? What can you do? And even one of his friends called up, and he was like, dang it, I just sold all my reels. Like, you could two-speed these? So he figured out a way. He two-speeded the reels. But what he told the guys back then, the guru that actually taught him to do a lot of the drag work and all that other stuff was a guy in Pico Rivera called Ray Lemmy. He was the reel man. And my dad just told people on the phone when they called, hey, do you know Ray? He goes, oh, yeah, I know Ray. He goes, well, just drop your reel off at Ray. And Ray had the best reputation in the industry. So when he dropped it off there, I mean, guys were like, oh, perfect. And so it gave us instant credibility.
Okay.
You know, because we weren't in the industry or anything else like that. It was just a guy that was making two speeds. So that gave us instant credibility. So to answer, long-winded to answer your question, I think the two-speeding part really put us on the map, and then slowly but surely, almost all these manufacturers came out with two speeds.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And everybody just knows, you know, when it comes to a custom reel, I mean, that's what you guys do. And now you don't need a reel to be two-speeded, but everybody knows anything trick. Oh, you just call Eric. He'll figure it out. If it's doable, he's already done it or knows how to do it. Or if you throw it, you know, your dad said to me one time, well, you throw enough money at it, we can fix anything. You know, whatever the problem is.
Right.
Maybe you need a reel to go left hand that isn't left hand. He goes, well, we can do it. He goes, it's not going to be cheap. But yeah, sure. You tell me, man. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys are the best. You're the best there are.
Usually we sit there and figure it out and just give the guy a call and say, okay, hey, it's your money. I'll spend your money if you want, but, you know, it's X number of dollars. Do you really want it to, I don't know, have a handle on both sides of the reel? And, you know,
yeah, whatever it is,
right? It turns into like one of those things from sailing, right? Where you have the handle on both sides, right? So
that's fun. Well, the phones are packed up. We're having a great time, but we're going to find out what's going on down south. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Can anybody vibe? Buenos dias, cast.
Cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Corey. Hey, long time no talk.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. It's been forever, man. Good to hear from you.
The traveling man.
Yeah, I've been traveling the last couple of weeks. Started off in Bay of L.A. with my buddies, fished through Yellowtail and Cabrillo down there. Had a fabulous trip, as usual. And then I got back on, I think it was on Sunday. And then Monday, I took off for Honolulu. And then Tuesday, on to Christmas Island.
Yeah. I missed that place so much, Cass. How was Christmas?
Oh, gosh, it was gorgeous, as usual. And, of course, you know, it hadn't been fished in 3 years, you know, since COVID hit. And, the bonefish were probably the most spectacular of that three-year absence. They were getting bonefish on an average 3 to 4 pounds. They had a few 7 and 8 pounders.
Yeah.
And, of course, a ton of little guys, but there was a lot of bonefish. And, of course, the guys that were fishing the fly also caught some GTs. And then we, on the offshore fishery, some nice tuna. My personally best was about an 85 pounder. We taped it out, and then my buddy NQ Chang, he had a 75 pounder.
Wow.
And then Mike Emerton took his daughter Ashley, and she's quite a fisherwoman. Let me tell you, she got her first ever GT, and she got her first ever bonefish, and she got her first ever wahoo on the offshore fishery there. And Don Charles, he had a 60-pound wahoo. Thing was huge.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen a wahoo like that in quite a few years. But so the offshore would have been primarily yellowfin tuna and, of course, the wahoo. And, of course, the bottom fishing there, jigging yo-yos off the bottom there produced just the tons of different reef fish. I mean, like an aquarium fish are coming up, you know, even Captain Nemo was there. But,
how cool, Cass.
Yeah, it was great. And I just can't wait to get back next year. I've already got dates in June booked for next year. But, yeah, it was a fabulous 2 weeks of some great fishing, two different areas. But as far as the Baja fishing goes, Loreto is, you know, still on fire with Yellowtail, but the Dorado had finally moved in. And all up and down that whole Sierra Cortez, from Loreto all the way down to La Paz and around to Cabo San Lucas, the Dorado is starting to come back in good numbers. And some good quality fish. There's been reports of some 50, 55-pound wahoo, not correction, Dorado being caught. And of course, it's going to be another great fishery this summer and fall for those Dorado. As far as the tuna goes, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo and Cabo, they're finding the schools of porpoise out 30 to 40 miles. And when they find them, they are getting tuna. Nothing really huge, probably on the average 20 to 30 pounds, an occasional 50, 60 pounder coming out of there. And as far as the inshore fishery there, it's the roosters are in. Some nice roosters have been reported, 30, 35 pound roosters. And, of course, the bigger boys should be following at any time. Well, she should see a few 50, 60, 70-pound roosters being caught. But anyway, that's the report for this week, boys. I'm in town now for, I think, September when we're going up to Canada. Pete and his brother-in-law, John, are going to join us up there fishing for the sturgeon on the McKenzie River in early September. So that's the next scheduled fishing trip. So I'm in town for a while.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you here. And man, some great trips, Cass. Thanks for such an awesome report. And I just got to go back to the Christmas Island thing. If that's something that appeals to you, man, you just have to go do it. It's such a spectacular location, such a bucket list trip. And it is the most remote area you can fish while still having what I would call relatively easy travel. You know, I mean, it's not that difficult. It's broken up into two little sections, so you're not traveling for 18 hours at a time, but you end up in a location that is just out of this world, and it's a really, really special place.
It is. It's the largest atoll in the world, and it just sits out there 1,500 miles due south of Honolulu, just above the equator, and it's get to Honolulu, spend the night, next day, 3 hours from Honolulu to Christmas Island. And so, like you said, it's not one of those long 12, 14-hour flights. So it makes it pretty nice to break.
Broken up, you fly to Hawaii, you have a nice little dinner, everybody hangs out, you know, has a cocktail, go to bed, wake up in the morning, catch another short flight, you're there. But when you are standing on that place, you are in the middle of nowhere. You know, you're on an atoll in the middle of the Pacific, right on the equator, and the fishing and the snorkeling and everything. And it's just a really, really special, unique trip. And if, Cass, you've already got dates for next year, I think someone needs to jump right on.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
If anybody wants to book a trip, Christmas Island and all the other destinations we sell in southern Baja, mainland Mexico, and, of course, Central America, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Appreciate it, Cal. Great job, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Cass.
That's good times right there. Hey, we're going to be right back. More with Cal's Custom Bill Reels when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
All right, it's time to talk about great tackle from Shimano. And, you know, one of the reels that we don't talk about enough, because Talica always takes the spotlight, and for good reason. I think Talica's it's my favorite two-speed reel ever. But that Speedmaster is something I want to talk about today. A fantastic reel, built strong, great gears, great drags, at an extremely affordable price. There's so much big bluefin going on, looking for a big nighttime jigging reel, that you can pick up a Speedmaster 25, have a reel that's perfectly suited for catching your 100 or 150 pounder, but in the low $300 range, a fantastic choice.
Totally affordable, man.
Yeah.
$300.
I really like them. Yeah, great reel. Check it out at your local dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com, the Speedmaster 20 and 25.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun in studio. We've got over another hour ahead of us, and you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Giving away a really cool gift certificate. Eric brought in a really cool thing from him and his dad, Cal. It's good for one blueprinting job of a Talica Torque or a Fathom. It's $125 max value. It's just such a cool deal. Thank you, Eric. And that's going to one lucky texter or one lucky caller.
It's almost like a dirty trick.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, you know you've got a pile of reels at the house. You send one up to Eric to get the treatment. They're all going after that. Like, you can't have, you get it in your hand and you realize, like, oh, it can be this good. Man, that's it. They're all going in.
Yeah.
It's so cool. You guys just do such a great job. They're, all the accolades are well-deserved for sure. Well, Corey, like you said, phone lines are getting packed up. We did have one jump off during the break. Again, 213-432-1090 if you want to. We're going to read another text. This one was, good morning, guys. Eric, can you speak about the new overseas high-speed jigging reels that we're seeing on the markets? I know lever drag, you know lever drag better than anything. Have you seen the insides of the Maxell, the Monster Game, the Jigging Masters, etc.? I'd love to know your thoughts. That's from Scott in El Segundo.
I have not seen the insides of those at all, so I just have no opinion of them. I don't know.
How do they differ? I mean, Rick, don't they have like a complete like engagement to where there's no drag, or what is it about a jigging reel like that's different than?
I think that for the most part, a lot of them are very similar in construction. You're right that's a feature that you see on some reels, like those OSHA jiggers that Shimano has. They have a spool lock on them that just mechanically locks the spool down so that so that you're no longer relying on the drag pressure to hold the spool. It's a mechanical, almost like a dog, you know, so mechanically the spool doesn't slip. In terms of the lever drag reels, I'm not sure, but I think the mechanics are relatively similar to other reels. Just, you know, high-end ones are built really tough and low-end ones are not. I think they're just, what is wanted out of those reels is the same thing that Cal and Eric are doing to reels that are on the market. High-end free spool, tremendous amounts of torque, longer handles, you know, they're just you're trying to get the maximum out of a reel because the rod that is required to really make those, especially like the daytime jigging, you know, the jigs move, you don't get the same lift out of one of those rods like you do out of putting a CalStar 770 rail rod on the rail. You know, in that scenario, the rod is doing a tremendous amount of the work in lifting the fish. In some of those speed jigging outfits, you're using a rod that is a lot more parabolic that's allowing the jig to swim and move a lot more.
And the reel to do the work.
But the downside is the rod no longer is doing all that lifting for you, so you're relying on the reel to do a lot of that
because
work.
Because they do. Those rods bend all the way to the reel seat, literally.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
So you're looking to get the most out of the reel, and so that's big torque, that's a lot of drag pressure, that's big handles, you know, and you're...
Now, excuse my ignorance, are those lever drag reels or star drag reels?
I would say a high percentage of them are lever drag reels.
Okay.
Lever drag single speeds. Like the most popular of that, like, high-end overseas jigging reel that's starting to see some popularity out here. They're all, most of them are single speed lever drags.
Okay, well, going on that angle, I'd welcome anybody that wants to send one of their in.
Yeah, totally.
Not right now. Not right now. Now's a little busy, right? Trying to get everybody's reels done and out. It saw us at the shows and everything else like that we did. But in the fall, totally reach out to me or reach out now. At least we can establish a relationship to talk about it. And send it in the fall when I have a little bit of time. I'll gladly go through it and check it out and look and see, like, hey, it's something, just leave it stock as it is. Or, by the way, look, we think we can improve it and give you a little bit better drag system. And
you could be one of the first.
Right.
How about
I could shim this here because this part's got a little movement in it, and I can make that straighter. I can...
Right.
You know, this comes with this. This is made for what's popular overseas, but you love the knob that comes on a Trinidad 20, and
right.
You know, you can adapt parts and pieces to
for
reels.
Sure.
You can make them work right. I'm in the minority of a lot of people. I love that ball style handle knob, whatever you call it, that comes on like a Talica style reel. That shape fits me just right. A lot of people in real big reels like a big handle. Maybe they like a T-bar style handle or a different power handle. I've gone to Cal and Eric to have some of my other big reels modified down to that ball handle because it fits my hand so much. I know a lot of people go the other direction and they'll have that handle removed and put a much bigger one on. Like you can just tailor it to whatever a guy likes.
Yeah, and I know I'm
or gal.
I'm similar to you as far as this. In the jigging reels, for example, like I have one of the new Fathom 60 narrows. Well, I ended up putting a Tiburon arm on it. It's a little bit longer, again, more leverage. But I did like that, what they call their Baja knob, that oval-shaped knob. I liked that for the jigging because you never grab it wrong or anything else like that. For the jigging part of that, I really like that. Now, some of the bigger reels, like when we're going to Prince Edward Island and doing the stupid drag fishing, the amount of drag that we've talked about that before, too. But I definitely
have a bigger
T-bar handle like that. Yeah, because that amount of pressure in a small little ball could give you a sore and stuff like that in your hand.
You gotta have something you can really wrap your hand around.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's cool.
I love it, man. That's so. And how much drag are you fishing on those big ones up there?
Oh, a bunch. I mean, up to like 70 pounds of drag.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I had so much fun on the Liberty with Bob Cook. We're just talking about, I mean, it was a lot of fun and probably made a lifetime friend there where him and I were just talking about just inner workings and hooks. Which hooks do you use and which ones do you do? You know, all kinds of stuff like that him and I were just sitting there talking about the whole time.
He knew you were legit from hello, like from the first conversation about that. I was there at the captain's reception, the friends of Rollo.
Right, yeah, exactly. And it was really busy, and everybody was wanting to get a piece of him, get pictures and stuff like that. And,
what a cool guy.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I don't have a bunch of time. I says, look, we're going to spend 2 days on the water.
Yeah.
We'll have plenty of time to be talking at 2 in the morning when we're waiting for the next bite, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, with those giant reels, the 70s and the 80s and the 130s, is there anything that needs to be done to a drag system on those, them being so big? Can they still get better?
It just matters how particular you are.
Sure.
You know,
everything can get better.
Yeah. I mean, I have one guy that has like 10 boats that's fishing all over the world, right? And he just wanted special gears on everything. His boat captain came to us and he's like, you know, hey, I wanted a higher low gear and a higher high gear, because we're putting the wood to these fish, and we're chasing them really quick, the back and down, and you know he's
want to be able to catch up.
Yeah, they want line pickers
right?
Quick.
Right.
Wow.
That's cool.
Everybody's got a need.
All right.
That's it, man.
Longer handles and all that other stuff. And
yeah.
Tricked out.
One of those guys. Yep.
That's
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. Corey.
How about John? John calling from Texas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, John.
Morning, guys. My question is to Eric. Got a 20,000 Stella for my wife. I was wondering if you could service that, make it easier on her.
I don't work on those. Is that a spinner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, yeah, we've only worked on a couple of spinners, and it was years and years ago, and that's when we had the real guru of fishing reels, Jack Erskine. He was with us, and he stayed, and he taught us how to do all of that, and we did that on a bunch of reels, but we just got out of it real quick.
The gurus of lever drag reels, that's what you do.
right, yeah.
Got it. Crazy. Hey, John, excuse me, appreciate the phone call very much. Corey, you said you had a good text?
Yeah, it's a good text here, and appreciate you sending it to the app there. Steve from Fallbrook, he says, good morning. I love my Italica 10, and when it comes to yellowtail, I think retrieve speed is vital, and was wondering how much higher can or should you go on the ratio, and what's your ideal tweak specifically for the Italica 10?
Yeah, not every reel can go higher. Sometimes some of the drawbacks would be that your main pinion gear is about as small as it can go. I can't make it any smaller to make the handle gear a little bit bigger. The other part of it too is sometimes you're dealing with the size of the gear inside the reel is almost the size of the casing, meaning I couldn't do anything unless I somehow machined it away and made this cover and stuff like that. So on those ones, we physically can't go any higher.
Because the reel's small, there's just not room to add the extra to it.
Yeah.
Okay. What is involved when you're making a, you know, I mean, obviously alluded to it there some, like what is involved when we want a higher high gear ratio, a higher low gear ratio? Like, I mean, are you physically making new gears? Are you adding or subtracting teeth to the gears that exist?
Yeah, we
and
are.
And if that's trade secret, that's fine too. Like,
No. I mean, there's no secret to that. So, but what we're doing is, so I think we talked about it last time I was on the show or a couple times ago. So we ended up buying a new CNC machine for us, and all of our machines are all really, really old, and everything is done by hand. So it was taking a long, long time to do all the parts and making new gears and everything. So now I'm able to do the blanks, everything else like that, and then just cut the teeth on them. And in short, if you wanted a higher high speed, it's involving making your handle gear a little bit bigger, and then your main pinion gear has to go a little bit smaller. So
okay,
and that's what we do. And most of these reels, almost all of them, each one of the sets of gears is independent. So you could say like, hey, does that change? And I get this question all the time too. So yeah, if I went a higher high speed, does that change my low too? Most of the time they're independent. So if you had a, for example, a 2-to-1 low gear and a 4-to-1 high gear, and you wanted that 4-to-1 to be up to a 5-to-1, they're independent. So I could do one or the other.
Got it.
Or if you're again, if you're having a really hard time getting the fish in, you can go down to 1.5-to-1 on the lower end.
That's awesome, man. Great info. I love it. So much cool stuff, and there's so much tweaking
right?
on reels that can just be done. And, you know, it's like it's the tool
it,
that we use all the time anyways, and just knowing that it can be at the next level,
dude,
I dig it.
Changing the gears, making a lower gear, low gear. Hey, we're going to learn more from Eric from Cal's Custom Built Reels when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We've got fish reports. We're going to be taking more of your calls when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
It's like Thomas Edison, Bob Uecker, Thor, and Willy Wonka had a love child. This is the Mightier 1090 AM ESPN Radio.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.